E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hamas has announced it's accepted a ceasefire proposal put forward by Egypt and Qatar. John Gambrell on the proposed terms.
Hamas came out first. They said that the ceasefire would be phased over several weeks. That would see a pause in fighting for women and the elderly to be released first in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli prisons. That would then go on to see military-aged men and soldiers released in exchange for more prisoners and a permanent calm in the fighting.
However, Israel says the deal does not meet its core demands and it's pushing ahead with an assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money trial has fined him another $1,000 and warned of jail time for future gag order violations. Meantime, jurors heard details of the financial reimbursements at the center of the case and saw payment checks bearing Trump's signature. The Federal Aviation Administration's opened an investigation into Boeing after the company reported workers at a South Carolina plant falsified inspection records on certain 787 planes, creating an immediate safety of flight issue. The go-broke dates for Medicare and Social Security have been pushed back, Ed Donahue explains.
The annual Social Security and Medicare trustees report says an improving economy is in part the reason for the pushback. Medicare's go-broke date for its hospital insurance trust fund was moved back 5 years to 2036. Social Security's trust fund, which covers old age and disability recipients, will be unable to pay full benefits beginning in 2035 instead of last year's estimate of 2034. Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley called the report a measure of good news, but Congress still needs to act in order to avoid what is now forecast to be, in absence of any action, a 17% cut to people's Social Security benefits. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Storm chasers have spotted a tornado on the ground in rural Oklahoma. This is AP News. Singer Randy Travis has released a new single with the help of artificial intelligence. Margie Zaraletta has the story.
A lot of fuss has been made about artificial intelligence creating fake songs by artists like Drake or Cher. But what if it was used with permission to give a voice to someone who lost it?
She had eyes like diamonds.
That's Randy Travis's new single, Where That Came From. Travis's stroke in 2013 left him with limited speech and unable to sing. The song was created with AI from vocals spanning Travis's career with the help of his longtime producer Kyle Lenning and a demo vocal from singer James Dupree. Travis's wife Mary says he went through every emotion there was in the 3 minutes of hearing his voice again. She says more songs are likely, but they want to see where this goes first. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
But when she'd smile.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Out came the sun.
Thanks for listening.